Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. Dave, Sharon from accounts, Ellie's dad, Ellie's mum, Bex's mum, and Ellie's neighbour, Leslie. I think that's everyone. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Well, hello, podcasters.
Hello.
Hope you're doing well. Look, we don't have much to add to this podcast.
It's a good one.
To tell you what it's about.
It is a good one. There's some funny stuff. What I love is the one that KFC have done a deal with a prominent Australian recording artist and they've made a pun out of this particular person's name. So we decided to combine celebrities and food. I loved that.
And you are like a little kid in a candy store.
Love it.
Anything to do with puns?
It's like when it's your birthday and you get to eat as much cake as you want. Because my mum being Ellie, doesn't let me eat anything.
That's true. Well, look, I mean, you still do it anyway. You're like a petulant child just going behind my back.
Jeez, you're not my real mum.
Enjoy today's podcast. Also, we discuss at great lengths my tipping competition, which is going south by the minute.
Steaming pile of shit.
Okay, all right. Enjoy.
Love you, but it's terrible. Bye.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Hey, I was doing my sweep of the news today.
Yes.
I stumbled across a story.
Uh-huh.
The boss of a 158-year-old Japanese guest house has apologised for only changing the water in its spa bath twice a year after it was found to be teeming with potentially deadly bacteria.
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
And we know what people do in spas, right?
Yes.
Look, best case scenario, they shed their skin.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, they shed other things.
Well.
What happened? Did it become like a souffle or what?
Look, that's all I've got on that. But it did remind me of something that happened on my holiday recently
that I haven't yet disclosed to anyone. No, I don't want to hear about any lovemaking stories in a spa.
No,
Dan is far too much of a gentleman.
Listening.
Well, this is why I'm the gatekeeper for that stuff. I'm making sure it's not happening.
None of that. I was solo for this endeavor.
Oh, okay.
I was in a hotel in South Korea, and there wasn't much to do in the area because it was in like the snowfields.
Yes.
And so we got back from a day on the slopes and then thought, I'm going to go unwind. I'd heard that there was a sauna in the spa, in the hotel, sorry. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go check it out.
Just remember this narrative, guys, when she says she's poor. Rightio.
No, it's like free. It's free. It was like $10.
You were on the ski slopes in Asia. That's not free.
That's definitely not free.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, I'm going to go down and have a sauna. How great.
Yeah.
Get down there and there's all these lockers. And so I get changed into my togs.
Yeah.
And I go
one
to
piece,
walk.
One piece?
Walk out.
One piece girl.
Well, it was my sexy one piece, but that's irrelevant.
Which one's there? Obviously bought that while you're overseas.
No, I'll show you. Anyway, and I walked past the like keeper of the spa, this lady.
Yeah.
And she said to me, no. And she was like waving her hands, no.
Yeah.
And in very broken English, she said, no swimsuit.
Oh, I thought she was going to say 12-year-old boys aren't allowed in the spa.
No, she said no swimsuit.
She wanted to go nude.
And I have a pathological fear of being naked.
Oh, yes.
You're never nude.
You're never nude. If you take off your pants, there'll be little denim shorts underneath it.
Yes. But I thought, you know what?
I'm in a different country.
Uh-huh. I don't know a soul here. This is my chance to
overcome
my fear.
Is that a Korean gag? I don't know a soul.
So,
yes.
Sure enough, I
you went
took
nude
them off
in Korea,
and I went in nude to this area, which was filled with all these spas. There was a hot pool, a cold pool, a sauna, a
steam
room.
Sort of like a Playboy mansion, but in Korea.
And everyone, there was like maybe
nude
25 ladies in there.
Wow.
It was women only.
Oh, yes, good.
And 25, and all of them just walking around, not a care in the world, scrubbing each other's backs.
Yep. You didn't notice the webcam in there?
No phones allowed, And I was just sitting in there, and I felt this sense of like, do you know what? Good on me. Like, I'm free. Yeah. No one here is looking at me. No one here cares. Look at me go. Maybe I'm never nude. Maybe I'm sometimes nude in the correct, appropriate times.
Can I ask you a question? Imagine it. It was a radio stunt, just by some weird thing. I come around the corner.
Oh, my God. Well, you'd be getting fired. We'd be going straight to HR for that.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Footy's back tonight.
Oh, I can't wait. It's great for me because I support the Cowboys, right? And they're actually a decent team. Whereas
they
you
might do well this season.
Have been held romantically to your boyfriend's team, the Newcastle Knights, who I just noticed they had a poll, I can't remember where I was, but a couple of seconds ago, in the interwebs, and a bunch of experts, you know, your Cooper Cronks, your Steve Roaches, etc.
Of course.
At least two out of the four tipped the Knights to be the wooden spoon.
So. Mate, we're making the finals. Don't you worry about that.
You heard it here first. Final year.
But with the onset of footy season comes an interesting move by KFC.
Yes.
They've got good old Shannon Knoll on board with them, and he's releasing a Fried Night footy anthem.
Fried Night, not Fried. Yeah, some puns don't work.
Some puns just don't work, but that's not the worst of it.
Yeah.
At all the games, the NRL and AFL games, they're going to be serving at all the KFC joints the Shannon Dinner Roll.
What?
The Shannon Dinner Roll.
Why the dinner? Just chuck the dinner out and make it Shannon Roll.
Right. It's
what is going on? Did they grab someone from an ESL program and go, does this pun work?
Yeah, right. I mean, surely that should have come to you because...
My mum's been in this country 20 years and she knows that that's a bad pun.
He could have done better. Well, this is the thing, right? Every single show, without fail, in fact, almost every time we turn the mics on, you will twist anything we say into some kind of a pun.
Well, it's my job.
So I thought, here we go. Here's your moment to shine, bro.
Okay. And not only... Are we talking celebrities and food, yeah?
Not only can you get involved with this, but we'd like the whole Sunny Coast to weigh in. 545-11919. We want you to combine a celebrity with a food
How many examples do you want? Because I've just in the last... I'm still going. I'm writing as I'm speaking. How many do you want?
Look, give me five.
Give me five?
Your best five, all right?
Bred Sheeran.
Great.
Instead of Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Where's that? Toast Malone. Come on now. What about DJ Cabana Brown?
Okay, yeah.
Or Brad Pitt.
You can't use Brad twice.
Do as many times.
Lazy.
All right, Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, good.
Pi Sebastian could also be at the footy.
Sebastian.
You could do him in a deal with the Shannon, just the roll, not the...
The Shannon roll and the Pi Sebastian.
Finally, Melon DeGeneres.
Oh, I do like Melon DeGeneres. That is good. All right, Sunny Coast, get involved. Food and celebrity puns. Mesh them together. What have you got? 545-11919.
The best one, well, the best two actually, will win a single pass to Motivate Sports. Their camps happening this school holidays. These things are fantastic. They're all about kids getting outdoors and indoors, playing together, earning and learning together. And if you want to send your kid, these things are worth about $100 each. We'll pick up the bill, but you've got to combine... Someone famous with a food, a la Kim Kardashian.
Okay. I do like that one. Razor, what have you got for us?
What about Ellie Chowmain Cheney?
That's your new nickname, Chowmain.
You can't just chuck a random food in the middle of my name.
He is Razor from Muckle and he can do what he wants.
Why Chowmain? Why can't it be like Ellie Chippy Cheney or something?
No, you know it's his choice. Thank you, legend. Good start from you. Welcome back. Very much.
Good on you, Razor.
Fee in Boccarina. Fee, meet, first of all, say hi to Ellie Chowmain Cheney.
Hello.
Hi, Fee.
Fee, we're combining celebrity names with food. What do you got?
Yep, Jam Gaffigan, the comedian.
Jam Gaffigan?
As in, the name is actually Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan. Jam
Gaffigan.
Yes. Or, you know what? In the same token, Jam Carey.
Why you don't have to one up her. Well, just
I'm
let
just
her have
showing
a moment.
How many gyms out there.
Just have a just
how
let
versatile
her.
Versatile suggestion.
And also, yeah,
is.
Jam's mowing. Great. Okay.
Good
Hello to Brendan
Fee.
If he's listening. Tomo's in Palmview. Hey Tom.
Hello.
Combine a food and a celebrity. What do you got?
I've got Pi Pierce.
Pi Pierce.
Pi Pierce. I like that. And his friend Pi Sebastian. Good. Good from you, Tomo.
Well done, Tom.
And last but not least, the legend Trent from Pelican Waters, a magic place to live. Mate, celebrities and food, what are we combining to become?
I've got a couple here. One of my wife's favourites. She loves her Italian. She loves a bit of Gnocchi Balboa.
Yes.
And with the start of the footy season tonight, who could go past Matty Bowen Mangoes?
There we go, the old mango. That was his nickname,
Bowen
the legend.
Mango. That is a clever one.
That was Matty Bowen, the North Queensland legend. That was his nickname, Mango.
Well done, Trent,
for not only hanging on so long because it was such a popular chat, but for also giving us two good ones. How about a child pass to Motivate Sports? Have you got kids? I didn't check with the other people before.
I do, mate. I've got three of them.
Are they all...
Pick your favourite because one of them's going.
There we go. That's how it's done.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Oh, good bit of piano at the end of there as well. No, one Oliver at a time. Tree, miss you on 91.9
CFM. I reckon
CFM.
That one will be easier than the one you've agreed to do.
True. Hello, we're Ellie and Bex. Mm-hmm. This week on the show, if you've been following,
yes,
we'll throw you back to Tuesday when this happened. I reckon I could learn that on the piano. That just sounds like you tap every key, to be fair.
You have 7 days. You have 7 days. Lock it in. 3:24 into Under the Pump Kids next week. You will be playing that end of.
I don't have a piano, though, bro.
Well, mate, you can't say things like that if you can't back it up.
Okay.
So, what everyone needs for context is that this is not me being a hard ass. Admittedly, yes, I've thrown you under a bus. But this comes. You have a history of pretending that you could easily conquer things that are professional pursuits for other people.
Because it's a bit of fun.
It's a good gag to say I'm as good as Elton John. It's a bit of ego. So here we are. Tuesday was the kickoff. It's now Thursday. So you've eaten 2 days out of your 7 day schedule. Mm-hmm. Assuming you're not going to do much over the weekend because.
Hey, I've cleared my schedule on the weekend. Don't you worry.
What were
you
doing?
I am knuckling down. Unpacking my bloody suitcase from
so
my bed.
Yesterday we were at the juncture where you realised not only did you not know how to play a keyboard, you didn't have one in the first place in order to learn.
Yes. So we put the call out to you, the people of the Sunny Coast. The wonderful Angela put her hand up and said, hey, I've got one for you.
What a superstar she
drop
is.
It off. She dropped it off first thing this morning.
And you had some complaints when I met
earlier
that's this morning.
Where we pick up from, about midday today.
It's arrived.
It has arrived.
It's even got the keys labelled on it.
Angela has been lovely enough to drop off her keyboard.
Switch it on, let's have a go. It doesn't work.
She hasn't dropped off the power cord. So I'm pressing. I'm playing perfectly, actually. You can't hear.
She's taped her business card to it just so we know she's a lawyer, so don't break her stuff, okay? Timmy, our tech, can fix everything in the radio station. Surely you'll have a power cord for it.
Well, at the moment I'm just going around the office looking for cords.
No, I don't think you should because there's a voltage issue.
I found my laptop one. It's circular, so the end might work.
Okay, I'm standing back. I don't know that. No, I don't think you're allowed. In fact, I'm going to go and tell Tim.
No, it didn't work. I need a bigger circuit.
Timmy, I think I need your help. Ellie got given a keyboard by a listener, but they didn't give her a power pack, and she's going around trying to plug it into a random power pack.
Do you have something that will fit that?
Probably.
Because I'm playing it perfectly, but no one can hear.
Well, the other thing is you just want some batteries.
Actually, battery. You didn't even check? Oh, yet again, the Cheney preparation streak strikes. Oh, God. I should really stop recording, but I'm still laughing so much.
I'm still laughing. Yeah.
Okay, we get
working.
It.
Working. Oh, Angela's a dog for not giving me the power cord.
I never said that about Angela. I love Angela.
And then we turn it over and Timmy's like,
batteries.
Just put batteries
as it
in.
Turns out, the batteries didn't work either, but we did find a working power cord. I've got the keyboard in the studio.
Yes.
And coming up next, I'm going to have my first tinkle in it.
Why would the people be subjected to that?
Because it's going to be a bit of fun. And you'll see my base level, where I'm starting at, as opposed to where I've got to get to on Tuesday. All right?
All right.
Stick around. That's happening very soon.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Live across the sunny coast.
Here's someone doing what you can't.
Oh, get my keyboard out. I should try this one.
It is the Ellie and Bex show. Why am I doing some talking? Because you reckon you're going to sink the boot into me and I don't know why. At 18 minutes to five.
I'm not sinking the boot into you.
I'm just incited people to have a go.
After everything that you and I have been through.
Yes.
A friendship spanning 5 years.
Yes.
You're really letting me down.
It feels like ages.
Yeah. You're really letting me down at the moment.
I'm always letting you down, mate.
Well, a bit of context.
If I was as good looking and talented as you, we'd be millionaires. Not just me.
Oh, that's not true. But you're right, I'm good looking, talented. Just kidding. This is my second year here at CFM running the work tipping competition.
Yeah, first
footy tipping
year BT did it. She did a great job. Mm-hmm. She communicated well. She paid everyone out on time and I was down for a second year.
Last year, I bit off a little bit more than I could chew. I promised the world. From the start,
it was a Ponzi scheme.
This time last year.
Last year.
I said, last year,
you know what you were like? You were like that Melissa chick, Melissa Caddick or whatever her name was, the one where they found her foot washed up on the beach.
I will have you
it
know.
It was straight out embezzlement, folks. We got stitched up. No one got paid. It was awful.
There was absolutely no nefarious activity. No nefarious activity.
At the start of the competition, the piece de resistance in your competition was not only was there first, second and third prize, but if you got a clean sheet, like 6 or 8 or whatever wins it is, makes a clean sheet, you would get paid a jackpot. That happened once.
Yeah.
And then when I realised there was no money left for a jackpot, no more jackpots.
Yeah, okay. So the jackpot thing was, and I've put my hand over my heart and I've come out this season and said, look, I let the team down last...
That's not the expression.
I've let the team down last year. I lost track of the money.
You wanted to do good things.
Yeah, and I didn't pay out the weekly jackpots.
You're not a business person.
But however, having said that, it just meant that the end of season prizes got bigger, right? So everyone got paid. No money got lost. No, it's absolutely true.
Heaps of people didn't get paid during the year.
No. No one got a weekly jackpot.
Shelley didn't get paid.
Why? Because she didn't win. Only first, second and third gets paid.
Yeah, but jackpots.
So they got their full amount back. I didn't get a cent for myself. Plus, I gave out weekly recaps, which, dare I say.
Which stopped after week 6 of a 22-week season.
They took me bloody half an hour to write.
Uh-huh.
They did stop after week 6 or 7 because the workload just got too much. Anyway.
What's your point?
My point here is this is something that I've worked hard on. It's something that I will continue to work hard on for the next 24.
You say hard on again?
No. Stop being such a 12-year-old boy, honestly. God. My point is.
Yeah.
Numbers are a bit dry this year for the comp. There's about 50 people who work in this building. I've only got 8
so you're
who are going to be footy tipping.
Other people have got a bad taste in their mouth.
I thought my mate over here.
Yes, who has supported you for
support
everything.
Support me and join the tipping comp.
Uh-huh.
And he's not doing it. Bex refuses to join the comp.
I'll tell
now,
you
Sunny
why.
Coast, what I need from you is to jump on his back and say, you're a wuss, bro. You're a little bok-bok chicken. Because Bex tips for like 3 weeks and then apparently gets sick of it, but in reality is losing and can't bear to lose.
Can I have an alternate phone topic?
Sure.
Sunny Coast, do I deserve to be abused like this? I'll tell you why.
Just
I'm not in it.
Give me 20 bucks and
join. I'll tell you why. That is standover tactics, okay?
Don't be a wuss.
And you're 5 foot tall. You can't stand over anything. I don't get into it because I know that after 3 weeks I'll be bored. And I don't give up because I'm losing. Who does? 3 weeks into a 22-week season, you're not losing. Right, I know my footy. I know both codes. And if you go back and have a look at it, I was going okay. The point is, you know me. I have a different fad every 3 weeks. I get over it, and then I've given you $20, and I just don't give a stuff. And then I'm on all the emails, and everyone's talking about it. If I'm not in it, then I don't have to worry.
Sunny Coast, pick a side right now. Is Bex a wuss
and
a bad friend for not joining?
Hang on. Can we just go straight to Brad from Mountain Creek?
No, we don't have time, okay? We've got to get to the ads.
Oh, look at that. She's telling everyone what to do.
545-11919. Let's go to the...
Oh, hang on. Just quickly, this just in. Seamus from Jules and Seamus just texted me. Bro, I don't want to join her tipping comp either.
Seamus!
Oh, I love you, mate.
Gosh, this is the most unsupportive workplace ever. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Here he is.
Brad from Mountain Creek. You're a friend of the show. I'd like to
a very
give
wise
you,
man, too.
Yeah, as a friend to both of us. So I'm very interested to see whose side you're taking in this debate.
Well, I'll ask you a question to begin with, Ellie. Well, which way do you think this is going?
I'm hoping it's Sorry. With you jumping on Bex for being a stupid wuss.
I just don't want to be in your tipping comp. You just get over it.
Is that where it's going, Bex?
Yeah, no, it's not where it's going. Sorry. Look, I'm with Bex. I've never done funny tipping and wouldn't know the first thing about it. And the way I end up with gambling, it's just... There's no point because all I'm going to do is lose my money.
But it's not gambling, really. Like, you're putting 20 bucks
Brad,
in and you get 25, 6 weeks of fun out of it.
Brad, it's not gambling. You're just paying money to hopefully win more money on account of a couple of results going your
way.
Yeah,
but bragging rights as well, you know?
Isn't that the whole essence of gambling?
Exactly. 100%. He's a wise man, but once he's made his mind up.
I won't forget this, Brad. I thought you and I were friends.
Neither will I. Thank you, Bradley.
Yeah, we're friends, Ellie. Absolutely we are, just on other subjects.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. Thank you, legend. Cheryl is in Bly Bly.
Yeah.
Cheryl, I'm at your mercy. Ellie wants people to flog me for being a bad mate, for not supporting her tipping comp. Where do you sit on this?
No, I'm with you.
Thank
I do
you.
The same thing. Do it for 3 or 4 weeks and then, you know, all these people that know nothing about football are beating me in the comp.
Yep.
So I go, couldn't be bothered. And but you still keep getting all those emails.
Cheryl, the guy who won the NRL tipping last year grew up in Perth and thought
that Fatty Vorton played for New South Wales. Come on.
There you go.
Well, tip right in then. Take some leaves out of his book.
And people that go for Panthers over the Roosters because Panthers would eat chickens, you know?
yeah, exactly. I love that.
I like,
their
the colour.
People that win.
Exactly. Cheryl's had enough, and so have I. I love you, Cheryl. Good on you. Travel safe.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. Hey, Chains, this morning, very simple story for me. This morning I dropped Xavier off at daycare. Mm-hmm. And I had a bit of time between when you and I were starting work, even though we were starting earlier than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And because daycare's up Alex Way, mm-hmm. I went, you know where I go? Criminal.
Delish.
Love the coffee. And this is not an ad for them, but I love the coffee, love the sandwiches, just my little spot. Love it. Go there. It's very busy. It's very busy. And I sat down, and you know me, I love my sport. Right, mm-hmm. absolutely love my sport. I moonlight as a commentator mm-hmm. Through the fight sports community. I've called rugby league. I just adore sport.
Mm-hmm.
I'd turn up to watch two cockroaches run up the side of a bathtub, you know, and call
you
that.
Still won't join my footy tipping comp. Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's pretty simple. Don't want to do it. There was a group of three or four blokes next to me at the table next to me, super loud, but not rude loud. Like I'm not having a go at them. They talked for 20 minutes nonstop.
Mm.
About sport. Now, you would be thinking, I'm there by myself. How good is the people watching? How good is an eavesdrop?
You love talking to strangers as well. So.
I'll tell you, most boring half an hour of my life because they were talking about a sport that, although I don't mind playing it on the odd situation,
yeah,
I'm pretty average at it, like most people are, they were talking about a sport that is the most boring sport to talk about in the entire world. 30 minutes. No, cricket's beautiful. Cricket is the game of the gods. 30 minutes about their golf swings, their choice of club depending on which hole they're on which course, about the cut of the green, about
you are literally
their friend that gets to fade it in and draw it in. I wanted to tunnel out using my toasty.
Think of all the subject areas you just touched on in your recap of what they were talking about, right?
Yes.
The green and the swing and all that.
Yeah.
That is cricket. You talk about the pitch all the time.
No,
you talk about the bats, the swings, the exact same things.
No, cricket is a mental game of 11 people.
And golf
11 people.
Isn't.
Excuse me. The Australian women's cricket team are the most winningest team out of all teams of anything in the entire world. I'm proud of them.
I'm good on them. But I don't want to hear about their bloody stroke rate or whatever you call it.
Stroke rate.
Is that a thing? Oh, no, that's swimming.
Maybe if you're rowing. All right. Here's my question, folks. And you can say cricket, that's fine, okay? I cop it all the time because I love my cricket. I reckon golf is up there with tennis.
Mm.
The only reason tennis is interesting is you and I bet on it. It's the only reason.
Responsibly, obviously.
Responsibly. We don't have enough money to do anything irresponsible. What is the most boring sport to hear people talk about?
Josh, what do you think is the most boring sport to hear about?
Oh, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good mate. Bad. You well?
Without any shadow of a doubt, a bunch of middle-aged blokes talking about triathlons.
Oh, mammals.
Really?
Mammals. Middle-aged men in lycra.
Oh, God. Just, you know, you listen to it. Now, I'll pick you up on my ride through and we can go here and then we can get our times down and rah, rah, rah. Then you, oh,
and the best is when they're wearing their cleats, they're wearing their shoes and you hear crink, 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 crink.
And in the coffee shop on Saturday morning after their 20-kilometre ride where they've sat four abreast across David Lowe Way and you drive down. I wonder how many years in jail I'd get if I ran over this bike to post.
And Josh, you haven't even covered the best thing. None of them are wearing shorts, so you can see all their tackle for crying out loud.
Oh, God, yes. It's just awful. And then they have coffee and get back on a bike. And I'm like, why do you want to drink caffeine when your heart rate's at 190 anyway?
Josh has been waiting for this phone topic
for years. How dare they be so fit and healthy in the middle age?
And loaded usually. Josh, that is a ripper. A great entrant for that.
Do you feel better getting that off your chest, Josh? Josh, I feel like you've been holding that. Yeah.
And if you hear of a mass bike accident this
Sunday. We can't.
We can't.
Leave a meetup, might be a mate. That's a slogan. Was that a slogan here? That was a slogan in Perth. Anyway.
Oh, God, bloody Perth.
Good
again.
On you.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9 CFM.